With only 16 days until the opening of the Olympic Games in Sochi, teams representing at least 5 countries, Germany, Hungary, Italy, Slovakia, and Slovenia, say they've received emails threatening terror attacks at the Games. And several U.S. athletes, Wisconsin's long track speed skater Tucker Fredericks, Minnesota's hockey stars Ryan Suter and Zach Parise, have reportedly told their families to stay home. House Homeland Intelligence Committee Chair Michael McCaul tells ABC News that while precautions should keep the Olympic Village safe, outside of that, I can't give any guarantees. Phil Hirsch covers the Olympics for the Chicago Tribune. Phil, what are you hearing from athletes?
Well, I'm hearing the same sort of things you have. I think that we talked about this with some figure skaters recently, and that was before the more recent developments, including the apparent presence of one of these so-called Black Widows inside the whatever they call it, the steel wall around Sochi. Mm-hmm. And I think that the level of concern has gone up dramatically in the last 2 weeks. You know, I've been to the last time we had a Games with this sort of feeling was Athens in 2004. And I'm a lot, not, I don't want to use the word fearful, but I'm a lot more apprehensive than I was about going to Athens.
Huh. Well, you had the video over the weekend from two young men claiming to be behind other attacks in Russia and promising to launch more. You mentioned the Black Widows, three of them. These are widows of terrorists vowed to be suicide bombers. As you said, one might be in Sochi. And then you have, you know, members of the American speed skating team who might be very sensitive. They were flying into Moscow in 2011 on the same day suicide bombers blew up another airport, you know, killing dozens. So people, you know, maybe a little heightened. But what is the U.S. Olympic Committee saying?
Well, I mean, so far they're saying that, you know, the security, they're trusting the security, that the security is going to be good. I mean, Russia obviously has employed 40,000 troops, the last estimate now. However, it's a little bit disconcerting to read that the United States military is already putting plans into place in case they have to evacuate U.S. athletes and officials. I mean, that certainly did not happen in Athens. I think that the feeling now is that if you're in secured zones, you'll be fine. But if you're not in secured zones, you may be, you know, you're taking some risk. And that's why I know at least one major publication has told its reporters to, you know, just stay within secured zones. And that's why, you know, it's going to be hard for spectators. I mean, what do you do when you're not at an event in a secured zone? I mean, you're wandering the streets, I suppose, and you're out in, you know, you're out in public. And you hate to be looking over your shoulder at all times. Those of us who live in big cities are used to that a little bit, but you know, it's you still hate to be looking over your shoulder at all times.
Well, it's but it has had an impact. We mentioned athletes telling their families to stay home. Tucker Fredericks, he's 29. This might be his final Olympics.
I mean, I think that was a telling, you know, that I had not heard about the two Minnesota hockey players, but Suter and Parise, but that doesn't surprise me. I mean, if I did not have to go to these Olympics to cover them, I would not be going.
Oh, okay. Well, well, on the other hand, we want to point out female hockey star Gigi Marvin says she's going to have her parents go, but that's all she's going to have going. All her other relatives that watched her in Vancouver are also going to stay home. So kind of a wet blanket is being draped over these Olympics. Phil Hirsch, who covers them for the Chicago Tribune and will be going, because as he said, he has to. Phil, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.